You have not read Christian in any of our books.
I have not read it.
You have not said that there are any levels of consciousness.
No,
or higher states of consciousness.
So how do you say that all not there is consciousness?
That's the beginning of our relationship. 50,000 years of placement can't be wrong. You know, there is a change.
No, any number of 10 million.
I do not say so.
He is the both vice chancellor and the professor of physics at the Maharishi University. And what he says is, it's natural in certain states. I mean, even physics, from the areas and regions we don't know enough about, God gets sufficiently light for it to light.
Why, it's a subjective feeling. I have become fluent in the meditation.
No, other people can see it.
I have been sitting where I was.
No, but other people can see it.
I don't
believe
it. I asked Professor Sudarshan, I asked Professor Sudarshan, how come? Maybe we have to change the law.
Let us change the show. I still have changed the Newtonian.
No, but the quantum mechanics, there is a magical problem between the systems and the
Meditation is not a healthy feeling.
So can't
it
be
lighter?
I mean,
not actually and physically lighter.
It's a feeling.
Meditation is a healthy feeling.
Solutions create their problems,
So the problems are there, whether we realize the solutions are there or
not. Why don't you question the solution? And it's not the solution.
Then where do we start?
Then the problems are not there.
Then where do we start?
No, if you are free from the problem.
Yes, if you're still unhappy.
No, you can't be unhappy, you are unhappy.
But we are.
You can't be without problem. That's the unfortunate
thing. But the problems don't go away.
Can you be without a problem?
No.
That's why you want a solution. If there is no problem there, if the problem is not there, you are not there.
But how do you get rid of it?
You want problems. You can't be without
problems.
Anything you touch, you create into a problem. This is something which you yourself know. You don't need my Maharishi to tell you. This you know. You can't be without problems. It's a fact. Anything you touch, you create into a problem. Why?
లక్షణ పురంధరాజరాయన కోటలు చేసిన అనుకాలము చింతే జీవిత మనము శ్రీరంగంలో నెట్టుకోవచ్చు అంటే వన్ బికమ్ వన్ యూ హ్యావ్ న్యూమరస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్
ఇద్దరూ తింటే సతి ఇల్లర తింటే ఇది ఉన్ను కయ్యోడు ఇద్దరూ తింటే పొడవియొడగే నమ్మ పురందర విఠలన పొడవియొడగే నమ్మ పురందర విఠలన విడదె ధ్యానిసిదరె ನಿಂತೆ ಬಿಡದೆ ಧ್ಯಾನಿಸಿದರೆ ನಿಂತೆ ನಿಂತೆ ಅನುದಾನವು ಚಿಂತೆ ಜೀವಕ್ಕೆ ಮನವು ಶ್ರೀರಂಜನೋಡ್ ಮೆಚ್ಚುವ ತನಕ ಅನುದಾನವು ಚಿಂತೆ ಜೀವಕ್ಕೆ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ಮುಗಿಲು ಮಳೆ ಕರೆದ ದಿನ ಮುಗಿಲು ಮಳೆ ಕರೆದ ದಿನ ಯಮುನೆ ಮೇರೆ ಗುಮಿಂದ ದಿನ ಯಮುನೆ ಮೇರೆ ಗುಮಿಂದ ದಿನ ಮುಗಿಲು ಮಳೆ ಕರೆದ ದಿನ ಮುಗಿಲು ಮಳೆ ಕರೆದ ದಿನ ಯಮುನೆ ಮೇರೆ ಗುಮಿಂದ ದಿನ ಯಮುನೆ ಮೇರೆ ಗುಮಿಂದ ದಿನ ನಂದ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಲಿದ ದಿನ ನಂದ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಲಿದ ದಿನ ಚಂದ ಗೋಗುಲಿದ ದಿನ ಚಂದ ಗೋಗುಲಿದ ದಿನ ನಂದ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಲಿದ ದಿನ ನಂದ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಲಿದ ದಿನ ಚಂದ ಗೋಗುಲಿದ ದಿನ ಚಂದ ಗೋಗುಲಿದ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ಗೋಪಿ ತೊಟ್ಟಿಲಿಟ್ಟ ದಿನ ಗೋಪಿ ತೊಟ್ಟಿಲಿಟ್ಟ ದಿನ ಪಾಪಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಕಂಡ ದಿನ ಪಾಪಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಕಂಡ ದಿನ ಗೋಪಿ ತೊಟ್ಟಿಲಿಟ್ಟ ದಿನ ಗೋಪಿ ತೊಟ್ಟಿಲಿಟ್ಟ ದಿನ ಪಾಪಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಕಂಡ ದಿನ ಪಾಪಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಕಂಡ ದಿನ ನಂದ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಲಿದ ದಿನ ನಂದ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಲಿದ ದಿನ ಚಂದ ಗೋಗುಲಿದ ದಿನ ಚಂದ ಗೋಗುಲಿದ ದಿನ ಹೂವು ಹಣ್ಣು ಬಿಳಿಯ ದಿನ ಹೂವು ಹಣ್ಣು ಬಿಳಿಯ ದಿನ ದೀಪಾರತಿ ಕಂಠ ದಿನ ದೀಪಾರತಿ ಕಂಠ ದಿನ ರಾತ ಮೇಲೆ ಕುಣಿದ ದಿನ ರಾತ ಮೇಲೆ ಕುಣಿದ ದಿನ ಗೀತ ಗಾನ ಕೊಡಲ ದಿನ ಗೀತ ಗಾನ ಕೊಡಲ ದಿನ ರಾತ ಮೇಲೆ ಕುಣಿದ ದಿನ ರಾತ ಮೇಲೆ ಕುಣಿದ ದಿನ ಗೀತ ಗಾನ ಕೊಡಲ ದಿನ ಗೀತ ಗಾನ ಕೊಡಲ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ತೆರೆಯ ದ್ವಾರ ತೆರೆದ ದಿನ ತೆರೆಯ ದ್ವಾರ ತೆರೆದ ದಿನ ಧರೆಯ ಪಾಪ ಹರಿದ ದಿನ ಧರೆಯ ಪಾಪ ಹರಿದ ದಿನ ತೆರೆಯ ದ್ವಾರ ತೆರೆದ ದಿನ ಹರೆಯ ಪಾಪ ಹರಿದ ದಿನ ಹರೆಯ ಪಾಪ ಹರಿದ ದಿನ ದೇವ ಮನೆಗೆ ಬಂದ ದಿನ ದೇವ ಮನೆಗೆ ಬಂದ ದಿನ ದೀನ ರಾತ್ರಿ ತಂದ ದಿನ ದೀನ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಮಾತೆ ತಂದ ದಿನ ದೇವ ಮನೆಗೆ ಬಂದ ದಿನ ದೇವ ಮನೆಗೆ ಬಂದ ದಿನ ದೀನ ದಾಸೆ ತಂದ ದಿನ ದೀನ ದಾಸೆ ತಂದ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮ ದಿನ ಮುಗಿಲು ಮಳೆ ಕರೆದ ದಿನ ಮುಗಿಲು ಮಳೆ ಕರೆದ ದಿನ ಯಮುನೆ ಬೆಳೆದು ನಿಂದ ದಿನ ಯಮುನೆ ಬೆಳೆದು ನಿಂದ ದಿನ ನಂದ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಲಿದ ದಿನ ನಂದ ಗೋಕುಲ ನಲಿದ ದಿನ ಚಂದ ಗೋಲಿದ ದಿನ ಚಂದ ಗೋಲಿದ ದಿನ ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಇದು ಸುದಿನ ಮಂಗಳ ದಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನ್ಮದಿನ ಜನ್ಮದಿನ श्रृंगार समुद्र के तेरे श्रृंगार मेरी के नई दिले श्रृंगार नारी के गुणवे श्रृंगार गगन के चंद्रमने श्रृंगार नारी के गुणवे श्रृंगार गगन के चंद्रमने श्रृंगार कूडल संगन शरणर नोसलिगे कूडल संगन शरणर नोसलिगे विभूतिये श्रृंगार कूडल संगन शरणर नोसलिगे विभूतिये श्रृंगार नीरिगे नैदिले श्रृंगार समुद्र के तेरे श्रृंगार ನೀರಿಗೆ ನೈದಿಲೆ ನೀರಿಗೆ ನೈದಿಲೆ ಶೃಂಗಾರ
But the thought is still there,
in some other form in the animal. But anything we say about animals and plants and rocks.
But then we don't need to mention their body.
You are also doing that, aren't you?
Yes.
Then?
But then why do we have this?
Whatever you superimpose on that, and it becomes no big.
So how are we to realize this truth?
You can see, tell us how to do without using thought, other than the subject mentioned by you.
Yes. What are you using that thought?
To satisfy our desires. To satisfy our desires.
But we don't satisfy.
We don't. You have found out for yourself. But no matter what you do, these desires haven't come to you. And then?
No,
so something must be wrong with what you are doing to suppress your desire. Or to get into your desireless state. Something must be wrong there.
No, we don't.
Something must be wrong somewhere, not with you. It can't be wrong with you. Because that's the way you are functioning. Something wrong there is what they say. All the saints can go. But you can't go because there's something living there that's more important than all these things put together and what they say. You have desires there, and why do you want to control your desires? You have tried all your life to control your desires, and yet you have not succeeded. You go on because one day to the mercy of somebody, you are going to control. That means you will be dead there. Then you want to speculate what is going to be in the afterlife.
But we don't
know.
We don't succeed in
the mind. I don't say now that to control the desires.
So we die
anyway. I feel like functioning from a point where from I can use this thought for the purpose of positive is mine.
Yes.
But now I am under the grip of thought already.
Yes.
That makes me to action.
It becomes, you see, a burden because you want to control your thought. You want to channel them in a particular direction. You can't do that. You have no control over that. So the thoughts you use, they don't belong to you. They belong to everybody. It's not your property or my property. You have appropriated them and said that these are my thoughts. Are they your thoughts? Is there anything that you can call your own? The thoughts you think are not yours. The feelings you feel are not yours. And the experiences you experience are not yours. So what is it that you can call your own? You are using will for what purpose?
To create some thoughts sometimes.
Who are they?
Who are
the thoughts?
They belong to everybody.
Who are the thoughts? Who are the actions?
They belong to everybody. You are isolating yourself. Mm-hmm. It is the thought that is isolating you and separating you.
So what do you do then?
You are asking what do you do?
So you don't
then
do
it's not important. What do we do? How to do to bring yourself from that? Necessary for you to understand how you are functioning. Thank you.
Something like that. I
understand on the wrong track.
The radio waves are there, the radio can be tuned to get certain particular thoughts. And then we are tuning the thoughts. Thoughts are everywhere.
Thoughts are everywhere.
Are
you sure? Are you sure of that fact?
Yes, because they must be everywhere. But the original itself like that.
That's all is not meant to only.
It makes you feel that you are somebody, that you are something.
Yes. I know. You don't know. So that makes me important. That makes me somebody who is different from everybody. I have virtues, you know, gather virtues, not a virtue. I'm a virtuous man, so I think superior. All that is a self-centered activity. That's not that I want to know. Meditation is a self-centered activity. I use the word self in a different sense, other than
so what is not
in the Vedanta.
What is
so
not
all that movement is self-centered. Thought is a protective mechanism. It is protecting something there. What is it that you are trying to protect? That is my question. Is there anything to be protected there? We go back to the basic question which we discussed. Is there anything to be protected there? The body, yes. Why don't ask me? If you don't want to protect, jump into the well and let it be enough. It's as simple as that. Or into the lake. That's very simple. Why you want to protect the body? You are protected. It has to be protected. It has the life of its own. You have no control over that. But you are all the time manipulating it. So what is it that you are trying to protect? You are isolating yourself all the time. It is the thought that is isolating you, separating you from the truth, separating you from the feelings there inside of you, separating you from the world outside of you. You are living an isolated existence, so it is not possible to live an isolated existence at all. You are part of the world. You are integrally related. So you are destroying that integral relationship. Integral, I don't want to use, but maybe I can put it in quotation now. You are part of the whole. So it is the thought that is separating you and creating some entity there. It is that you are protecting all the time. So the instrument that you have at your disposal is that one, thinking. So it is the thinking that is isolating you. It is the thinking that is creating you the problem. So what makes you think that through thinking you are going to solve the problem? So is not thinking necessary? Thinking is necessary because you must know how to run this, you know, how to build a radio, or how to fly a plane, or how to do something technical. Not exactly understand how to type a letter, how to drive a car. That is essential. But you can't use that for any other purpose. What is it that you are trying to protect there?
Our illusion.
What is the illusion like? What is that?
The sense of
identity. Becoming, you want it. That is our culture. It is the culture that has created the neurotic state in you, the divided state of consciousness. Which is already, you see, one. It is the religion that has created, you see, the neurotic state in you. So through that you are not going to do anything at all.
But what about
everything you do, everything, I'm not saying that it is the truth of the, I'm only pointing out what is it that has created the division in your consciousness. So that is not the means to achieve a united consciousness. So meditation is a mental activity, no matter what you say and what I just say. It is easy to manipulate the brain waves. You can control the brain waves up to your point, alpha, beta, gamma, I don't think you can go beyond that. You are only manipulating those things, you see all kinds of flashes and lights. You can do anything you want, you can experience anything you want. You can listen to the Oskar Nar, you can listen to our own Narum, Brahmanada, all kinds of nothing of the sort. It is a human machine. The engine is running, it has a noise like a motor engine. And you translate that noise as all car. What are you doing? You listen to that as all car, as Brahmanada. But it is the noise of the machine, human machine there. The flow of your blood produces noise. You know you can't listen to the noises of your own body. They are doing all kinds of experiments in it. Sound room. They can't listen to those noises they're asking. They're all going crazy. So what is it that you are trying to protect there? Is there something there? That is my question. Is there an entity there? Is there a self there? What do you see there? You see self there. And what is it that has created the self? It is the knowledge that you have of the self that you see there, not the self, not the I. You You don't like the idea when I say that it is just a computer machine with an extraordinary intelligence of its own. The acquired intellect is no match for that. You do not want these sensory perceptions to guide you. That's why I tell people just look, don't think. There is no how.
Do we at least admit that we are after some sort of happiness for the world? We want to be somebody other than what we are.
That's a fact, of course.
There may be some people who are continuing for them. They are not. I think all the things that they are. So we forget the status. We don't mind.
I think there are people.
We are not in the majority of people. Maybe it's true, maybe it will be a handful. But there are people.
But there is no use imitating their lives.
Right.
But so we are imitating the lives of saints. It is that they have created the misery for us. That movement has got to come to you. You have to be yourself and not somebody.
But who are we?
You
are. You are asking to stop
your meditation. No, ourselves are not. What you are is always related to what you want to be. That is what you see there. And that is all that is there. So when that movement in the direction of wanting to be something other than what you are, there is nothing there.
Nothing here or there?
Here. Here, what you see is the opposite of what you want to be. I want to be a very kind man. So here you see only unkind. You are not going to be a kind man now, a kind person now at this moment, tomorrow or the day after. Until then you will remain unkind, full of unkindness. So that's a fact. It's because of that goal I have established for myself, I remain eternally, permanently unkind.
But if we don't have a goal,
then you don't.
Then we don't.
You don't have to practice kindness.
We don't have to.
That is already there. A kind man doesn't practice any kindness. It expresses itself. But you have an idea of kindness. That is what you are after. That doesn't exist. So what you see there in yourself is the opposite of that idea of kindness, not kindness. What is a good man, good for in this world? We admire all good men. What is a good man, good for in this world? It brings dividends to him. We all admire a good man, worship a man, build statues and temples. The becoming process, you see, that's the most important. What do you want to be something other than what you are? That is destroying something that is unique there. That cannot express itself as long as you imitate somebody else. It is not possible for you to be a Buddha. Buddha is outdated, outmoded, he's a passe. He lived 2,600 years ago, if at all he lived. You are far superior, far more unique, if I may use that word, than Buddha, all Buddhas put together. So you don't want to be that, you want to be the chief. What for? Because the culture says that you must be this, that, or the other.
and yet the idea you are placed before you is far, far, far away. And you keep doing this because of the hope that one day through some miracle or through the help of some Swamiji who has just descended from heaven, you are going to be achieved.
Yes.
No? That's a hope. It's
yes.
a hope that keeps
so
you.
That's hoping you are doing
yes.
that.
Yes. So you live in your hope. In the meantime, you remain the unkind person, basically, all the vices that you want to do. I have nothing against persons who are full of vice. I have nothing against it. But if it's a man of virtue, it doesn't make any difference to me. It probably makes a difference to the society.
But a man who really likely wishes, maybe that he is virtue.
A man who does not practice
yes,
much.
Who wants to be vicious?
No, he can't be vicious. As long as he practices much, so long he will remain vicious. I don't mean you. Probably you are the most virtuous.
No, I'm not talking about anybody.
Let's see.
That's
you will be a virtuous man tomorrow and not today.
Sure.
You will
be tomorrow.
Not a chance.
So
that you can remember.
There's no point in trying to be virtuous.
You are trying, but you don't question that trying. Not even once.
We question it. But then where are
you haven't questioned this. You want to be virtuous tomorrow. Why not today?
No.
Now at this moment, then now you are talking about it. Why not that express itself now, if there is a love? Why not?
Because it isn't there.
Tomorrow you will be full of love, not today. You put off the evil day. That will be an evil day.
The spontaneous realization.
Yes, what is then realized?
All
the movements in the direction of realization are leading you nowhere. What you are stuck with is the rosy hope. Nobody can destroy you, I assure you. You have millions of years of experience on your side.
It
is impregnable. It's not so easy. It's not given to me or anybody to destroy that.
But with all the millions of years of experience, what have you achieved?
Nothing.
Not one foot from there.
So, what is the use of these millions of years of experience?
We haven't learned anything.
No. So since doing is not right and trying is not right and thinking is not right, then
stop with that. And in that you see you have the answer. When that movement is not there, the answer is there. If at all there is an answer. See, you have nothing there. How can I take anything away? What is it that you have?
He cannot leave us in
so
that
what
after demolishing all our
family. What is it that you have there? You tell me, what is it that you have there? I can't take anything away from you because you have nothing there. The ideas you have, they don't belong to you.
Yes.
Experiences, spiritual or otherwise, they don't belong to you. So how can I take anything away from you?
Because there's nothing belongs to
you. How can I take anything away from you?
But we have an investment in illusion.
That illusion is so real to you.
That's my
don't say it is an illusion.
You are hogging your people.
No, I can't. I'm adding more and more to your illusion. It's a new illusion that is. Nothing to be done is a new illusion.
Body doesn't belong to us. Then why should we protect it with thoughts?
Do you think you are protecting it?
We are not.
It is protecting itself. It is hungry, so it has to feed itself. sitting down waiting will do something. Everything you do, in fact, is injuring the body. Because its thoughts cannot control the body.
Feeding, drinking, also.
The moment you think of ideas, eating, you put ideas into your stomach, not food. You help me. I've not come here prepared to talk. You have blessed me in such a
you are cornered actually.
Spiritual card, physically also.
That's
the only thing we can
do. Spiritual corner me.
From the different point of view, it is most enlightening. It's a very strategic point.
The cat is way. The holy man, don't go away. You are holy man soon. Interested in this, I tell you, it is not in your interest. No. It's a threat to your existence, as you know it. You can't be interested. You play with something, you transcend it, that takes your hand on your head, on your shoulder, stand from it, feel. Do what you like, but it is wonderful. Have fun. Fly kite. Go and fly. Go fly kite. Have fun. Well, do something, but not this. You can't be interested in this. What are you talking about?
There comes a point when you don't want to play kite or have fun. And yet you don't have any pleasure.
You see, your life is restless because you think that there is something more purposeful, more meaningful you can do than what you want. That is why it is restless. All evil energies are geared to some achievement, some accomplishment of some sort. You want to attain something, become someone.
But when flying kites and chasing butterflies lose their savor, what are you to do? When you don't feel like
it. The matter of speaking is here. I'm just trying to emphasize.
No,
go there and do something so you can't do it just now.
But if we can't be, we are not. Is that so?
You don't want to be yourself.
We would like to do
it. No. There's nothing to be done about that. You don't have to do a thing about it. All you are doing is taking you away from yourself. All you are doing, meditation, do what you like.
So don't do it.
Can you see
without doing anything?
We want you to don't do anything.
No, you can't. You can't not do anything. You're always doing it. I want you to tell me anything. So then you have left us.
I have left you with your precious you. What you know, what you want, doesn't exist.
Our structure
doesn't exist.
Yes. And our structure changes.
That's why I'm describing all the time the way I'm functioning, so that you can see that the image you have of this has no relationship with it. You can say that I have not really made it, that I have not understood. You are permanently in blissful state and all that. So that's what we do.
But you do an accomplishment that you are going to work with me.
Of consciousness themselves. There they have personal problems. Here we have religious problems. I come and tell me, you see, I have had this experience. Am I reaching my goal? Is there anything to do with this Kundalini? They want me to pat on their backs and tell them that they are doing fine. Do more and more of it, and you will reach your goal. That is very important. In the West, they come and ask you questions why they can't do their husbands in after 25 years of living with an husband, he comes and asks me, I have never known my husband. Does it take 25 years to realize that you have not? You can't live with him, you can't live. So what can anybody do?
How would you call being the search for the unknown?
The search for the unknown?
Since
the original sin? when man entered this neurotic state, our culture is responsible for it.
Incidentally, I can say he has taken about 3 years to prolong the 3 years to write this introduction. And he has given the title.
Well, it is an unnecessary for
ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಎನ್ನುವ ಪದ ಸಾಲದು. ತಾವು ಹೇಳುವುದೆಲ್ಲ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಅದೆಂತಹ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ? ನಮಗೆ ತಿಳಿದಿರುವ ಎಲ್ಲ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯಗಳಿಗೂ ಕಾಲಿದೆ, ಕೊಡಲಿ. ಹೌದು, ನಡೆದು ಬಂದದ್ದೆಲ್ಲ ಹೇಗೆ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ಆಗಬೇಕು? ಅದು ವಾಸ್ತವ ಚರಿತ್ರೆ ಆಗಿರಬಹುದು, ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಅಲ್ಲ ಎಂದು ಯುಜಿ ಅವರ ಮಾತಿನಿಂದ ನನಗೆ ಅರಿವಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಹಳೆಯದೂ ಅಲ್ಲ, ಅದು ನಿತ್ಯ ನೂತನವಾದದ್ದು ಆಗಿರುವುದು. ನಮಗೆ ಪ್ರದತ್ತವಾಗಿರುವ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ಪ್ರದವಾಗಿದ್ದರೆ ಮಾತ್ರ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ. ಈ ಅರ್ಥದಲ್ಲಿ ಯುಜಿಯವರದ್ದು ನಿಜವಾದ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ. ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಏನನ್ನು ಹೇಳಬಯಸಿ ಹೇಳಲಾಗದೆ ಹೋಯಿತೋ, ಅಥವಾ ಹೇಳಿದ್ದನ್ನು ನಾವು ತಪ್ಪಾಗಿ ಭಾವಿಸಿದೆವೋ, ಅದು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಮತ್ತೊಮ್ಮೆ ಚಿರನೂತನವಾಗಿ ಜೀವಂತವಾಗಿ ಪ್ರಕಟಗೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತದೆ. ಕಾಲದ ಕೊಳೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕಿಲುಬನ್ನು ಗಳಿಸಿದ್ದ ಆ ಸತ್ಯ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಮೆರುಗನ್ನು ಪಡೆದು ನಿಂತಿದೆ. ಇದು ಎಷ್ಟು ಹೊಸತು ಎನಿಸುತ್ತೆ, ಎಷ್ಟು ನಿರ್ಮಲ ಶುದ್ಧ ಎನಿಸುತ್ತೆ. ಆದರೆ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯದ ಸೋಗಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಬದುಕುತ್ತಿರುವ ಅನೇಕ ಅಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯಗಳ ಬಣ್ಣವನ್ನು ಬಯಲು ಮಾಡುವ ಈ ಯುಜಿ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ಸತ್ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ಎಂದು ಮುಂದರಿಕೆ ಆಗದೇ ಇರುತ್ತದೆ. ಯುಜಿ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಅಲ್ಲ, ಅವರೊಂದು ಸ್ಥಿತಿ. ಅವರು ಹೇಳುವಂತಹ ಈ ಸ್ಥಿತಿಯನ್ನೇ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಗಳು ಮತ್ತು ವೇದಾಂತಗಳು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಆತ್ಮ, ಮುಕ್ತಿ, ಆನಂದ ಮುಂತಾದ ರೀತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಳಿವೆ. ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ವರ್ಷ. ಹೌದು, ಇವುಗಳ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ನಾವು ಅಧ್ಯಯನ ಮಾಡುತ್ತೇವೆ, ಅಥವಾ ಗುರುಗಳ ಪ್ರವಚನಗಳಿಂದ ಅರ್ಥ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡವೆಂದು ಭಾವಿಸುತ್ತೇವೆ. ಆ ತತ್ವಗಳು ಬಹು ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ನಮಗೆ ವೇದ್ಯವಾಯಿತೆನ್ನುವ ಭರವಸೆಯನ್ನು ತರುತ್ತೇವೆ. ಆದರೆ ನಿಜವಾಗಿ ಅದರ ಅನುಭವ ನಮಗಾಯಿತೆ ಎಂದು ಕೇಳಿಕೊಳ್ಳಬೇಕಾಗುತ್ತದೆ. ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿಯ ಆಳವನ್ನಾಗಲಿ, ತುರಿಯದ ವಿಸ್ತಾರವನ್ನಾಗಲಿ ಅನುಭವಿಸದ ನಾವು ಅವನ್ನು ಕರತಲಾಮಲಕವೆಂಬಂತೆ ಮಾತನಾಡುತ್ತೇವೆ. ಇದು ಎಂತಹ ಭ್ರಮೆ! ಯುಜಿಯವರನ್ನು ಕಂಡರೆ, ಅವರ ಸ್ಥಿತಿಯನ್ನು ಅರಿತರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಅರಿವಿನ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ನಮಗೆ ಸಂಸ್ಥೆ ಬಾರದೇ ಹೋಗುತ್ತದೆ. ನಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರತೀಕ್ಷೆ ಎಷ್ಟು ತಪ್ಪು ಎನಿಸದೆ ಹೋಗುದು. ಹಾಗಾದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಜ್ಞಾನವೆಲ್ಲ ಅಜ್ಞಾನವೇ? ಇದಕ್ಕೆ ಉತ್ತರ ಹೇಳಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಯುಜಿಯವರ ಸಂಸರ್ಗ ನಮಗೆ ದೊರಕಲೇಬೇಕಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಸದಾ ನಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆ ಕತ್ತಲಿನಿಂದ ಬೆಳಕಿನ ಕಡೆಗೆ ಇರಲಿ. ಈ ಉದ್ದೇಶವಾಗಿಯೇ ಎಲ್ಲ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ, ಸಾಧನೆ, ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನೆ, ಜಪ, ಧ್ಯಾನ, ತಪಸ್ಸು ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ. ಆದರೆ ಇವೆಲ್ಲ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಕತ್ತಲಿನಿಂದ ಮತ್ತೂ ಕತ್ತಲಿಗೆ ಕೊಂಡೊಯ್ಯುವ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಗಳು ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಈ ಮಾತು ನಮಗೆ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯವನ್ನು ಉಂಟು ಮಾಡದೇ ಇರಲಿ, ನಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ನಿರಾಸೆಯನ್ನೂ ಉಂಟು ಮಾಡಬಹುದು. ಇವೆಲ್ಲವನ್ನೂ ಎಷ್ಟೇ ಶ್ರದ್ಧೆಯಿಂದ, ತೀವ್ರತೆಯಿಂದ ಮಾಡಿದರೂ ಕೂಡ ನನಗೆ ಈ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಲಭಿಸಲಿಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಅದು ಕಾರ್ಯಭಾವವಲ್ಲ, ಕಾರ್ಯಕಾರಣ ಸಂಬಂಧದಿಂದ ದೂರವಾದದ್ದು. ಆದ್ದರಿಂದಲೇ ಸಾಧನೆಯಿಂದ ಅದು ಲಭಿಸಲಿಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಈ ಮಾತು ಎಷ್ಟು ಸತ್ಯ ಎಂದರೆ, ಅದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ನಾವು ಮಾಡುತ್ತಿರುವ ಸಾಧನೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ನೀರಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಮಾಡಿದ ಹೋಗುವುದಂತಲ್ಲವೇ ಎನ್ನಿಸಬೇಕು. ಇದು ಹೇಗಾಯಿತು? ನಮ್ಮ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ ಮತ್ತು ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಿಕ ಇತಿಹಾಸದಲ್ಲಿ ಅದೆಷ್ಟು ಸಂತರು ಬಂದಿಲ್ಲ, ಗುರುಗಳು ಉಪದೇಶ ಮಾಡಿಲ್ಲ, ಅವತಾರಗಳು ಬಂದಿಲ್ಲ, ಯೋಗಿ ರಾಜರು ದಾರಿ ತೋರಿಸಿಲ್ಲ. ಇವರ ಅನುಗ್ರಹ, ಇವರ ಆಶೀರ್ವಾದಗಳಿಂದ ಎಷ್ಟು ಶಿಷ್ಯರು, ಭಕ್ತರು ಮುಕ್ತಿಯನ್ನು ಪಡೆದರೆಂದು ನಾವು ಭಾವಿಸಿಲ್ಲ. ಇವು ನಮ್ಮ ಸಾಧನೆಗೆ ಆಧಾರಗಳು ಅಥವಾ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಗಳಲ್ಲವೆ? ಇವೇ ನಮಗೆ ಬಿಡುಗಡೆಯ ಭರವಸೆಯನ್ನು ನೀಡುವಂತಹವು. ಆದ್ದರಿಂದಲೇ ನಮ್ಮ ಪರದಾಟ, ಗುರುವಿನ ಅನ್ವೇಷಣೆ, ಗುರುವಿನ ಅನ್ವೇಷಣೆಗಾಗಿ ಮುಕ್ತಿ, ಆನಂದದ ಅನುಭವ. ಇದಕ್ಕೆ ವಿರುದ್ಧವಾಗಿಯೂ ಎಂಬಂತೆ ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಮಾಡುವುದು ಹೊಟ್ಟೆಗಾಗಿ, ಏಳು ಬಟ್ಟೆಗಾಗಿ ಎಂದು ಒಮ್ಮೆ ಪುರಂದರದಾಸರ ಇದೀಗ ಸರಿಯಾದ ಮಾತು ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ನಮ್ಮ ಸ್ವಾಭಾವಿಕ ಅನ್ವೇಷಣೆ ಇಷ್ಟಕ್ಕೆ ನಿಲ್ಲಬೇಕು. ಇದನ್ನು ಮರೆತು ಯಾವುದೋ ಅಲೌಕಿಕವೆನ್ನುವ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಸಾಧನೆಗಳ ಗುರಿ. ಅದು ನಿತ್ಯ, ನಿರಂತರ, ಆನಂದ ಎಂದು ಅದನ್ನು ಅರಸಲು ಹೋಗುವುದೇ ನಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನದ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಅಪರಾಧ. ನಮ್ಮ ಸ್ವಂತ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿಯೇ ಇದ್ದುಕೊಂಡು ಅದರ ವಿಳಾಸಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ಹೊರಗಡೆ ನಾವು ಪರದಾಡುವಂತೆ ಈ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ. ಇದು ಇದ್ದದ್ದನ್ನು ಕಳೆದುಕೊಂಡಂತೆ, ಕಳೆದುಕೊಂಡದಕ್ಕೆ ಇಲ್ಲದಿರುವುದನ್ನು ಅರಸುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಹೊರಟ ಹೆಜ್ಜೆ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಹಾಗಾದ್ರೆ ಯುಜಿ ಕೇವಲ ಚಾರ್ವಾಕರೇ, ನಾಸ್ತಿಕರೇ, ಬೌದ್ಧವಾದಿಗಳೇ, ಇವರು ಇದಾವುದೂ ಅಲ್ಲ, ನೈಜವಾದಿಗಳು ಅಷ್ಟೇಕೆ. ಇವರು ಯಾವ ವಾದಿಗಳು ಅಲ್ಲ, ಇವರ ಮಾತು ವಾದ ಅಲ್ಲ. ನಾನು ಮಾತನಾಡುತ್ತಿಲ್ಲ, ನನ್ನ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ತನ್ನಷ್ಟಕ್ಕೆ ತಾನೇ ಪ್ರಕಟಗೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತಿರುವ ಸಂದರ್ಭ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಇವರ ಮಾತುಗಳು ಪಂಡಿತರ ವಿದ್ವತ್ ಸಭೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ನಡೆಯುವ ದ್ವೈತಾದ್ವೈತದ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ನಡೆಯುವ ವಾಕ್ಯಾರ್ಥ ಅಲ್ಲ. ಯುಜಿ ಹಸನ್ಮುಖಿಗಳು ಅಯಸ್ಕಾಂತದಂತೆ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಆಕರ್ಷಿಸುತ್ತಾರೆ. ನೀವೇಕೆ ಬಂದಿರಿ? ನಾನೇನನ್ನಾದರೂ ನೀಡಲಹುದೆ? ನಾನು ನೀಡಲಾರೆ, ನೀವು ಹೊರಟು ಹೋಗಿ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದರೆ ಹೇಳಲಾಗದ ಆಕರ್ಷಣೆ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಅವರೆಡೆಗೆ ಎಳೆಯುತ್ತದೆ. ಇದು ನೀಡುವಂತಹದಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುವುದರ ಅರ್ಥ ದರ್ಶನ ನಮಗಾಯಿತಂದ್ರೆ ಅದೇ ಕೊನೆ ದರ್ಶನ ಆಗುತ್ತದೆ. ಎಲ್ಲ ಸಾಧನೆಯ ತೀರ್ಥಯಾತ್ರೆಗೂ ಅದೇ ತಿಲಾಂಜಲಿ ಆಗುತ್ತದೆ. ಈ ಅಯಸ್ಕಾಂತದ ವೈಲಕ್ಷಣ್ಯ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ತನ್ನಡೆಗೆ ಎಳೆದುಕೊಳ್ಳುವಂತೆಯೇ ಹೊರದೂಡುತ್ತೂ ಆಗಿದೆ. ಯುಜಿಯವರ ಆಕರ್ಷಣೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಸಿಕ್ಕಿಕೊಂಡವರು ಅನೇಕ. ಅವರಿಗೆ ಕಾಲ ಹರಿದು ಹೋಗುವುದರ ಗಮನವೇ ಇರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ. ಯುಜಿಯ ರೂಪದಲ್ಲಿ ಮೋಡಿ ಇದೆ, ಮಾತಿನಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಮೋಡಿ ಇದೆ. ನಮ್ಮ ವಿದ್ವತ್ತು, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಜ್ಞಾನ, ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಎಲ್ಲವೂ ಇವರ ಸಮೀಪದಲ್ಲಿ ಮೂಕಗೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತವೆ. ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯದ ಮಾತಿಗೆ ವಿರುದ್ಧವೆಂಬಂತೆ ವಾಚಾಲಿ ಮೂಕನಾಗುತ್ತಾನೆ, ಬೆಟ್ಟ ಹಾರುವವನು ಪುಟ್ಟನಾಗುತ್ತಾನೆ. ನಮ್ಮ ಅಸಹಾಯ ಸೂರತ್ವ ಮಣ್ಣು ಮುಟ್ಟುತ್ತದೆ ಇವರ ಸನ್ನಿಧಿಯ. ಆದರೆ ಇದು ಸೋಲೆ ಅಲ್ಲ, ಇದು ಜಯ. ತಲೆ ತಲಾಂತರಗಳಿಂದ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಿಸುತ್ತಾ ಹೋಗಿ ಸಾಧಿಸಲಾಗದೇ ಇರುವ ಸಂಕಷ್ಟದ ಪರಿಸ್ಥಿತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ತನಗೆ ತಾನೇ ಘಟಿಸುವ ವಿಜಯ. ಮತ್ತೆ ನಾವು ಅಲ್ಲಿ ನಿಲ್ಲುವುದಿಲ್ಲ, ಓಡುತ್ತೇವೆ. ನಮಗೆ ನಾವೇ ನಮ್ಮೆಡೆಗೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ಗುರುಗಳನ್ನು ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಎಲ್ಲ ಗುರಿಗಳನ್ನು ಇದು ಹೊಸತಲ್ಲವೇ, ಚೋದ್ಯವಲ್ಲ. ಯುಜಿ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿಗಳ ಕಾವಿ ಧರಿಸಿಲ್ಲ, ಮಠ ಕಟ್ಟಿಲ್ಲ, ಅವರಿಗೆ ಪರಿವಾರ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಪಲ್ಲಕ್ಕಿಯ ಉತ್ಸವ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಆಪ್ತ ಕಾರ್ಯದರ್ಶಿಯ ಮಧ್ಯಸ್ಥಿತಿಯೂ ಇಲ್ಲ. ನೋಡ ಹೋದ ಅನೇಕರು ಅವರನ್ನೇ ಕೇಳಿದ್ದು ಯುಜಿಯವರೆಲ್ಲಿ ಎಂದು. ಅವರ ಹೆಸರನ್ನೇ ಹಿಡಿದು ಅವರನ್ನು ಸಂಬೋಧಿಸಬಹುದು, ಇದು ಹೆಚ್ಚಿನ ವಿಷಯ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿಗಳೆಂದೋ, ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಗಳೆಂದೋ, ಸಂವಿಧಾನ ಎಂದೋ ಕರೆಯಬೇಕೆಂಬ ಸಂಕಟದ ಸನ್ನಿವೇಶದಲ್ಲಿ ಮೊದಲು ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ ಮಾಡಬೇಕಂತೆ. ನಿಮ್ಗೆ ಇಷ್ಟ ಬಿದ್ರೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ಅನಿಸಿದ್ರೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿದ್ರೆ ಬೇಡ, ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ ಮಾಡೋದು ಬೇಡ ಅಂತ. ಈ ಸಂಕಟದ ಸನ್ನಿವೇಶವೇ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಬರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ. ಇಂತಹ ಸರಳ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿಯನ್ನು ಕಾಣುವುದೇ ಒಂದು ಅಭೂತಪೂರ್ವ ಘಟನೆ. ಎಷ್ಟು ಜನರಿಗೆ ಈ ಅವಕಾಶ ಸಿಕ್ಕುತ್ತದೋ ಗೊತ್ತಿಲ್ಲ. ಯುಜಿಯವರ ಹೆಸರನ್ನು ಹೆಚ್ಚು ಜನ ಕೇಳಿಲ್ಲ. ಕೇಳಿದ್ರೆ ಸಾಲದು ಅವರನ್ನು ಕಾಣಬೇಕು, ಕಂಡ್ರೆ ಸಾಲದು ಅವ್ರ ಜೊತೆ ಇರಬೇಕು. ಮತ್ತೆ ಏನಾಗುತ್ತದೋ ಅದು ಅವರಿಗೆ ಬೇಕು, ಅವರಿಗೆ ತಿಳಿಯುತ್ತೆ. ಎಲ್ಲ ಅನ್ವೇಷಣೆಯ ಅಂತ್ಯ ಅಲ್ಲೇ ಆಗುತ್ತದೆ. ಯುಜಿಯವರ ಸಂದೇಶ ಏನು, ಉಪದೇಶ ಏನು? ಏನೂ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಅವರ ಮಾತು ಒಂದು ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತು ಇದ್ದ ಹಾಗೆ. ಅನೇಕ ಸಲ ಇವರ ಮಾತುಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತುಗಳು ವಾಚಿಸಲು ಧ್ವನಿಸುತ್ತವೆ. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ, ಅರುಣಿ, ಸನತ್ಕುಮಾರ, ಮಾಂಡುಕ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತಿನ ಋಷಿ ಇವರೆಲ್ಲ ಬಂದು ತಮ್ಮ ರಹಸ್ಯಗಳನ್ನು ಹೇಳಿ ಹೋಗುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಬುದ್ಧ, ಗೌಡಪಾದ, ಶಂಕರ ಮೂಡಿ ಬರುತ್ತಾರೆ. ತಿಳಿಯದವರಿಗೆ ಎಲ್ಲವೂ ಅಸಂಗತ, ಅದು ತಿಳಿಯಬಲ್ಲವನಿಗೆ ಎಲ್ಲೂ ಇಲ್ಲದ ಸಂತೋಷ. ತನ್ನ ಹೃದಯ ಯಾವುದೋ ಒಂದು ಸತ್ಯವನ್ನು ಅನುಭವಿಸಿದ ಹಾಗೆ ಜೀವನ ಸಾರ್ಥಕವಾದ ಹಾಗೆ. ಯುಜಿಯವರು ನಮಗೆ ನೀಡುವ ದರ್ಶನ ಹೊಸದು. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತಿನ ಆತ್ಮವಾದದೊಂದಿಗೆ ಬುದ್ಧನ ನೈರಾತ್ಮ್ಯವಾದ, ಅಕ್ಷರವಾದದೊಂದಿಗೆ ಕ್ಷಣಿಕವಾದ ಸಮನ್ವಯವಾದ, ಇವು ಪರಸ್ಪರ ವಿರುದ್ಧವಲ್ಲವೇ ಎನ್ನುವ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ ಬರುತ್ತದೆ. ಒಂದು ಪಕ್ಷದ ಅನುಯಾಯಿಯನ್ನು ಈ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ ಕಾಡುವಂತೆಯೇ ಮತ್ತೊಂದು ಪಕ್ಷದ ಅನುಯಾಯಿಯನ್ನೂ ಇದು ಕಾಡುತ್ತದೆ. ಯುಜಿಯವರ ದರ್ಶನದ ಬಹು ಕಠಿಣ ಭಾಗ ಇಲ್ಲಿದೆ. ಇದು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಪಾರಂಗತರು ನುಂಗಲಾರದ, ಅದು ಉಗಳಲಾರದ, ಆದರೆ ಉಗ್ಗಳಲ್ಲ ಅದು. ಯುಜಿಯವರು ತಮ್ಮ ಎದೆ ಕಡೆ ಬೆರಳು ತೋರಿಸುತ್ತಾ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಎನ್ನುವ ವಸ್ತು ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಆದರೆ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿತ್ವ ಇದೆ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಕರ್ತೃ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಇರುವುದೆಲ್ಲ ಕಾರ್ಯ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದರೆ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ದೃಶ್ಯ ವಿಷಯವು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ದೃಕ್ತನ್ನು ಸೃಷ್ಟಿಸುತ್ತದೆ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಅಮರತ್ವ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಆದರೆ ಎಲ್ಲೂ ಹುಟ್ಟಿಲ್ಲ ಸಾವು ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಮನಸ್ಸು ಎನ್ನುವುದು ಒಂದಿಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಇದ್ದರೆ ಅದು ದೇಹಕ್ಕಿಂತ ಭಿನ್ನವಾದದ್ದಲ್ಲ. ಮನಸ್ಸು ಜೀವನವನ್ನು ಇಬ್ಬಾಗ ಮಾಡುತ್ತದೆ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಆದರೆ ಜೀವನದೊಂದಿಗೆ ಸೇರಿದ್ದಾದರೆ ಬಾಳು ಅಸದೃಶ ಚೈತನ್ಯವಾಗುತ್ತದೆ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಈ ತೆರನಾದ ಮಾತುಗಳು ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಗಲಿಬಿಲಿಗೊಳಿಸುವುದು ಸಹಜ. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನಾವು ಅರಿತಿರುವ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ಸೋಲುತ್ತದೆ, ತರ್ಕ ವಿಭ್ರಾಂತಿಗೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತದೆ. ಇಷ್ಟಾದರೂ ಯುಜಿ ನಗುತ್ತಾ, ನೋಡಿ, ಇಲ್ಲಿ ದಂಡು ಬಿಡಿಸುವಂತಹ ಯಾವ ಅನಿರ್ವಚನೀಯತೆಯೂ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಯುಜಿಯವರು ಒಂದು ಸಾಗರದಂತೆ, ಸಾಗರದ ಮುಂದೆ ನಿಂತು ಇದು ಅಚಲ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠವೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಚಂಚಲವೋ ಎಂದು ಕೇಳಿದರೆ ಯುಜಿಯವರು, ಅದು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ, ನನಗೆ ಸಂಬಂಧಿಸಿಲ್ಲ. ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಉತ್ತರ ನೀಡಬೇಕಾಗಿಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಅದರ ಅರ್ಥಹೀನತೆ ನಿಮಗೆ ಅರಿವಾದೊಡನೆ ಆ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆಯೇ ಇರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ನಮಗಂತೂ ತಪ್ಪಿಬಹುದು, ಆದರೆ ಯುಜಿಯವರ ಸ್ಥಿತಿಯನ್ನು ಅರಿತಲ್ಲಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತಿನ ಮಾತುಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಳುವುದಾದರೆ ಅಶ್ರುತವಾದದ್ದು ಶುದ್ಧವಾಗುತ್ತೆ, ಅಮತವಾದದ್ದು ಮತವಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಈ ದರ್ಶನ ಈ ಸ್ಥಿತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಮತಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂಬಂಧಿಸಿದ ವಸ್ತು ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ ಯಾವುದೂ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದರೆ ಇದು ಎಲ್ಲ ಧರ್ಮದ ಧಾರಣ ಧರ್ಮ ಎಂಬ ಅರ್ಥದಲ್ಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ಧರ್ಮದ ಮೂಲ ಎಂದು ನಾವು ಮರೆಯಲಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಸಾಮಾಜಿಕವಾದ ಸಾಮಾಜಿಕ ವಸ್ತು ಸೋಷಿಯಲ್ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ ಯಾವುದೂ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದರೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿನ ಆಧಾರವೇ ಎಲ್ಲ ಸಮಾಜ ಜೀವನಕ್ಕೂ ತಳಹದಿ ಎಂದು ನಾವು ನೋಡಬಹುದು. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಯಾವ ಮೌಲ್ಯವೂ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಆದರೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ಮೌಲ್ಯಗಳು ಇಲ್ಲಿಂದಲೇ ಧನ್ಯವಾದವು ಮತ್ತು ನಿರ್ಧರಿತವಾದವು ಎನ್ನುವುದನ್ನು ನಾವು ಮರೆಯುವಂತೆ. ಇವೆಲ್ಲ ಇಲ್ಲದಿದ್ದರೆ ಯುಜಿಯವರೆಡೆಗೆ ನಾವು ಹೋಗುವ ಕ್ರಮೆಯೇ ಇರುತ್ತದೆ. ಅವರನ್ನು ಪದೇ ಪದೇ ಕೇಳುವ ಚಪಲವೂ ನಮಗೆ ಬರುತ್ತಿದೆ. ಅವರು ಯಾರನ್ನೂ ಕರೆಯದಿದ್ದರೂ ಕೂಡ ಸಾವಿರ ಬಂದಂತೆ ಜನ ಅವರೆಡೆಗೆ ಹೋಗಬೇಕಾದೇಕೆ. ಯುಜಿ ಒಬ್ಬ ಅನುಭವಿಯ ಮಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಅಥವಾ ಪ್ರವಾದಿಯ ಪ್ರಾಫೆಟ್. ಅವರೇ ಹೇಳುವಂತೆ ಅವರೊಬ್ಬ ಸಹಜ ಮಾನವ, ದಿ ಎಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಎವಲ್ಯೂಷನ್, ಮಾನವ ವಿಕಾಸದ ಅಂತಿಮ ಫಲ. ಇದು ಆದದ್ದು ಹೇಗೆ? ಆನುವಂಶಿಕವಾಗಿ ಬಂದಿದ್ದ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತಿ ಮತ್ತು ಚರಿತ್ರೆಗಳು ಬೆಳೆಸಿಕೊಂಡು ಬಂದ ಕೃತ್ರಿಮ ಸಾಧನ ತಂತ್ರಗಳು ಅವರ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ ಸೋತು ಬಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ಮುರಿದು ಬಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಅದಾದ ನಂತರ ತಮಗೆ ಯಾವ ಜೀವನ ಚರಿತ್ರೆಯೂ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಅದಾದ ನಂತರ ತಮ್ಗೆ ಯಾವ ಬಗೆಯ ಜೀವನ ಚರಿತ್ರೆಯೂ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಅದೊಂದು ವಿಚಿತ್ರ ಘಟನೆ, ದೇಹದಲ್ಲಿನ ಕಣಕಣಗಳ ಸ್ಫೋಟ, ಜೈವಿಕ ಮತ್ತು ರಾಸಾಯನಿಕ ರೂಪಾಂತರ, ಉಂಟಾದ ಪ್ರತಿಬೋಧ, ಅಸಹಜವಾಗಿ ಅದುವರೆಗೂ ನಡೆಯುತ್ತಿದ್ದ ಬಾಳಿಗೆ ಗಿಲಾಟಿ, ಸಹಜ ಅಥವಾ ನೈಜ ಸ್ಥಿತಿಯ ಘಟನೆ. ಇದನ್ನು ಸ್ವಾರಸ್ಯಕರವಾದ ಭಾಷೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಯುಜಿ ಕೆಲಾಮಿಟಿ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ಕಾರ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ಎನ್ನುವ ಮಾತು ಪೂರಾ ಬಳಕೆಯಲ್ಲಿದ್ದು ಸಮದು ಹೋದ ನಾಣ್ಯವಂತೆ ಅವರಿಗೆ, ಅಥವಾ ಅದು ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟವಾದ ಅರ್ಥವನ್ನು ಗಳಿಸಿಕೊಂಡಿರುವ ಪದವಂತೆ. ಆದ್ದರಿಂದ ಅಂತಹ ಪದವನ್ನು ಉಪಯೋಗಿಸುವುದೇ ತಪ್ಪು ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಯಾವುದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಿಗಳು ಯೋಗಿಗಳು ತಪಸ್ವಿಗಳು ಸತತವಾಗಿ ಸಾಧನೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಪಡೆಯಲಾರದೆ ಹೋಗಬಹುದೋ ಆ ಪರಮಸ್ಥಿತಿಯೇ ಯುಜಿಯವರು ಕರೆಯುವ ನೈಜ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ. ಈ ನೆಲೆಯಲ್ಲೇ ಸದಾ ಇರುವ ಯುಜಿಯವರ ಮಾತು ಅಸಹಜ ಸ್ಥಿತಿಯಲ್ಲಿರುವ ನಮಗೆ ಹೇಗೆ ಅರ್ಥವಾಗಿದೆ? ಅದು ಏಕಮೇವ ಸ್ಥಿತಿಯಾಗಿದೆ. ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಹುಟ್ಟಿಲ್ಲ ಸಾವಿಲ್ಲ, ಕಾರ್ಯವಿಲ್ಲ ಕಾರಣವಿಲ್ಲ, ಬಂಧವಿಲ್ಲ ಮೋಕ್ಷವಿಲ್ಲ, ಸುಖವಿಲ್ಲ ದುಃಖವಿಲ್ಲ. ಅದೊಂದು ದ್ವಂದ್ವಾತೀತವಾದ ಅಖಂಡ ನಿರಪೇಕ್ಷ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಅದನ್ನು ನಾವು ತಿಳಿಯುವುದಾದರೂ ಹೇಗೆ ಎಂದರೆ ಬಹು ಸರಳತೆಯಿಂದ ಯುಜಿ ಹೇಳುತ್ತಾರೆ, ಅದನ್ನು ನಾನು ಅರಿಯಲಾರೆ, ತಿಳಿಸಲಾರೆ. ಅದನ್ನು ಅರಿಯಲು ತಿಳಿಸಲು ಯಾವ ವಿಧಾನವೂ ನನ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎಂದು. ಆ ಸ್ಥಿತಿಯಲ್ಲಿರುವವರೇ ಹೀಗೆಂದರೆ ಅದು ಮೋಜನಿಸುವುದಿಲ್ಲವೇ? ಹೌದು, ಏನೇನಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ವಿಜಾನಾತಿ ತಂ ಕೇನ ವಿಜಾನೀಯ, ವಿಜ್ಞಾದಾರಂ ಕೇನ ವಿಜಾನೀಯ. ಯಾವುದರಿಂದ ಎಲ್ಲವೂ ತಿಳಿಯಲ್ಪಡುವುದ, ಅದನ್ನು ಯಾವುದರಿಂದ ತಿಳಿಯಲು ಸಾಧ್ಯ? ಅರಿಯುವ ನನ್ನು ಯಾವುದರಿಂದ ಅರಿಯಬೇಕು? ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತು ಅಂಥೇಳಿ ಬರೆದಿದ್ದೆ. ಇದನ್ನು ಮುನ್ನುಡಿಯಾದ್ದರಿಂದ ಕೊನೆಗೆ ಈ ಮಾತು ಹೇಳಿ, ಇದು ಔಪಚಾರಿಕ ಮುನ್ನುಡಿಯಲ್ಲ. ಯುಜಿ ಅವರನ್ನು ಕುರಿತ ಈ ಹೊತ್ತಿಗೆಗೆ ಮುನ್ನುಡಿಯ ಅಗತ್ಯವಿಲ್ಲ. ಏಕೆಂದರೆ ಮುನ್ನುಡಿಯ ಅಭಿಪ್ರಾಯ ಅವರನ್ನು ಪರಿಚಯ ಮಾಡಿಸಿಕೊಡುವುದಾದರೆ ಅಂತಹ ಪರಿಚಯ ಮಾತಿನಿಂದ ಆಗಲಿ. ಸಾಗರವನ್ನು ವರ್ಣಿಸಲಾಗದು, ವರ್ಣನೆ ಸಾಗರ ಆಗಲಾರ. ಈ ಹೊತ್ತಿಗೆಯಲ್ಲಿನ ವಿಚಾರವನ್ನು ಈ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯಿಂದ ಗಮನಿಸಿದೆ. ಯುಜಿಯವರ ಸಂಭಾಷಣೆ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ನಲ್ಲಿ, ಅದು ಗಂಭೀರ ಅಸ್ಖಲಿತ ಸೇರಿಯಲ್ಲಿ. ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ನ ಭಾಷೆ, ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಭಾಷೆ ನಮಗೆ ತಿಳಿದಿದ್ದರೂ ಅವರ ಅನುಭವದ ಅರಿವು ನಮಗೆ ಆಗುವುದು ಕಷ್ಟ. ಏಕೆಂದರೆ ಮೂಲತಃ ಅವರು ಅವರ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಭಾಷೆಯನ್ನೇ ಅವಲಂಬಿಸದ ಸ್ವಪ್ರಕಾಶ. ಕೇವಲ ವ್ಯಾವಹಾರಿಕ ಸಂಭಾಷಣೆಗಾಗಿ ಅವರು ಭಾಷೆಯನ್ನು ಬಳಸುತ್ತಾರೆ. ನಾವು ನಮ್ಮ ಅರಿವಿನ ಬೆಳಕಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಅದನ್ನು ಅರ್ಥ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತೇವೆ. ಇದಾಗಲೇ ಸತ್ಯದಿಂದ ಒಂದು ಹೆಜ್ಜೆ ದೂರವಾಗಿದೆ. ಹೀಗಿರುವಾಗ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಅಲ್ಲದ ಬೇರೆ ಯಾವುದೇ ಭಾಷೆಗೂ ಯುಜಿಯವರ ಸಂಭಾಷಣೆಯನ್ನು ತರ್ಜಮೆ ಮಾಡಿದಲ್ಲಿ ಸತ್ಯದಿಂದ ದೂರ ಸರಿದ ನೆಳಲಿನ ನೆಳಲೆಂಬಂತಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಹಾಗಾದರೆ ಈ ತರ್ಜುಮೆಯ ಅವಶ್ಯಕತೆ ಏನು? ಇಲ್ಲವೆಂದೇ ಹೇಳಬೇಕು. ವಿತ್ ಯುಜಿ ಅಗ್ರೀಸ್. ಆದರೂ ಅವರ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಮಾತಿಗೆ ಮೀರಿದ ರೀತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಇರವಿಗೆ ಅರಿವಿಗೆ ಸಂಬಂಧಿಸಿದ್ರಿಂದ ಭಾಷೆಯ ಹಿಂದಿನ ಬೋಧೆ ನಮಗೆ ಸಿಗುವಂತಾದರೆ ಸಾಕು. ಬೆಂಗಾಡಿನಲ್ಲಿ ತಂಪನ್ನು ನೀಡುವ ನೀರು ಸಿಕ್ಕಿದ ಹಾಗೆ ಈ ಬೋಧನೆ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಜೀವಂತವಾಗಿಸಿ ಅವರ ಸ್ಥಿತಿಯಡಿಗೆ ಕೊಂಡೊಯ್ದರೆ ಅದರ ಸಾರ್ಥಕ್ಯ ಆಧಾರ.
Something that somebody has experienced before. So it is not you, it is not you. So there is no such thing as your own experience. That's all that I have to say. There is no true experience. And once this is very clearly understood, is such comes to you. You don't have to be you're always demanding permanence. There is no permanence there. The only way you can maintain that permanence is through constant demand for experiences. And these are all dead experiences. They are not living experiences. So you are dead. You are not living. You are not a living person. As long as you use thought as a means to experience things, so long you remain dead. That is why you are not in touch with the reality of things. You are not in living contact with anything, with your own feelings, or with the life around you. That's all that I'm saying. It's not something mysterious or mystical. There's no religious content to what I'm saying. So the consciousness is bound, it is limited, it has frontiers. When once the frontiers are broken, what you call sacred and holy is also a contamination. This you don't. What you call sacred, what you call holy, what you call holy, that is also a contamination. So all that you consider sacred, all that you consider holy, must flush itself out of this consciousness. Then only it is pure. Then nothing can touch it, nothing can touch it. And that is not the mysterious consciousness.
But this primordial, primeval state of consciousness, you are back again. That is what is meant by religion. Religion, the root meaning of the word, is that which puts you back to the source. All the other mystical experiences are God. So that is a thing which cannot be brought about through any action of yours, through any volition of yours. It's a thing which you can't ask for. If you want it, you haven't got a chance. Want means thinking. It's not that you're wanting it, you are not. As long as you want it, you there's no chance. You can't ask for a thing which you don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows just what it is. So how can you ask for it? What you ask, you can get it. You can go to the transcendental meditation man. He will teach you some tricks, and then you go into all kinds of ecstatic states. You experience anything you want. You can experience anything you want. Thought has that power. It can create something solid and put it there, feel it, and even talk to you. You can give solidity to that, but it's worthless. It knows all the tricks in the world. It has survived for millions and millions and millions. I don't want to give it power.
Mind is the source of all these tricks. Yeah. Mind.
I'm emphasizing that there is no such thing as mind.
Yes.
The mind is belongs to, it's not your mind or my mind. It's the world mind, if you want to use it.
No, sir.
I didn't say the universal mind. You must have to use it as a then what do you want me to say? I have said.
Then it is in a nebulous state.
Since you can't say anything about which you feel about it because you can't experience that, you can't capture that, you can't give expression.
It has to come up by itself.
Yes, it is. That is why I use the word a causal. It has no cause. You are only interested in establishing the relationship between cause and effect. That's all that you are. That's why you want to know about my cause. My past life is worthless, very short. As I told you, I have committed all this 7 Vaishya Mahabharata, 7 deadly sins in this game. So that's not worthwhile talking about. That's why I said, I is not a con man, a thief, a robber, a murder, as much a chance, if not a better chance.
Sir, some of the students are here. What is your message to them?
What is?
There
are
the students here. Yes, sir. Yeah, there are. Yes, sir. You can see the last slide.
What is my
yesterday
message?
Also they were here.
What is my message? What do you mean? I have no message.
That is the message.
What is the message? I have no message. I'm not the savior of mankind. Who has given me the mandate to liberate people? First of all, I don't know that I'm a free man. If he says that he's a free man, you can be certain that he's a fool. If anybody says he's a free man and he wants to liberate other people, you can be certain that he's a fool. He doesn't know that he is free. How can he know that he is free? Huh? Then how can he liberate others? He can't liberate others. Because he doesn't know that he's a free man. Only
What do you want me to say?
Has he got promises, sir?
That's what I have said. He has no promises to give.
Then, I have never promised anything. You ask the Brigadier General or Field Marshal.
Yes, it's me. You give instruction to leave around about 6 o'clock.
By the time we leave early, it will be late. I don't want to disturb people there. That's the general idea. You can say a lot of things in 10 minutes. You ask questions. My answer is that That is the only difference. You have a lot of questions. I don't have any questions or any. That's the only difference, is there is a difference. Number one. Number two, it never enters into my consciousness that I am different. Never. Believe it or not, that I am different and that you are different. The differences I see, he is more intelligent than I am. He has written volume than I am. So he has a black hair, I have a green hair. I have a great complexion, you have a dumb complexion. You are wearing a shirt, I am wearing a shirt. That's all. These are all the things. Nothing else. Otherwise, never, never there is a thought that I am different from you. So how can I liberate you? What is it that I can do for you? And it? That's a fact. You believe it or not?
శంకర్ నచ్చి మాట్లాడుతున్నారు ఎందరూ ఉంటారు.
As long as you are seeking liberation, so
no question of seeking, you no question of mati.
That's why I say I have nothing to do. You have that. That is the point I'm emphasizing. You have that, you see, you're going to ask somebody, give me. You are satisfied with the crumbs he throws at you. How can you be satisfied with the crumbs that somebody has? Self-reliance is something that is possible. As long as you depend upon somebody, so long you will remain in it. As long as you want to be somebody, so long you will have to depend upon somebody. You understand? So that is the basis for the me. That is the only thing that you want, that you think. Through thinking you can't understand it.
But how is it possible that without thinking and
if there is something to be achieved, attained, and accomplished, that thinking exists. But this is not something to be attained or achieved. I don't know if I make myself. If I want to learn how to make poetry, I have to come to you and learn from you this technique. It doesn't mean that it will make me a poet, you understand? But I have to learn from somebody the technique. That's all. Somebody else. What do you want me to say?
But there's no thinking, Swami. Excuse me. It's more like.
Please drop that word. Keep the word, Swami.
I'm sorry. So, supposing there is this picture.
Thinking. But you have not.